This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to get over to the new civil rights hero, the oppressed victim of circumstance, Colin Kaepernick. Now we're seeing the same attitude. We can see that the apple does not fall too far from the tree, does it? No, absolutely not. Colin said, I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and a people of color. Are you tired of the browbeating Americans? Are you sick and tired of the CIA-controlled media continuously inciting domestic insurrection? Because, folks, nobody would be talking about Omar. Nobody would be talking about Tlaib or Ocasio right now if it wasn't for the media continuously leading and driving through opposition, contrived and created opposition. They are the ones creating what's going on today, America. If you want to fill the seats, you continuously promote the fight, and it's what they're doing today. Now, before I get over to the new civil rights hero, the oppressed victim of circumstance, Colin Kaepernick, I want to hit this real quick because you don't get to see this very often. Hey, America, if you don't want to listen to me, maybe you want to listen to this guy, okay? If you don't want to listen to me, you're making void the word of God, first and foremost. If you want to listen to your enemies, they'll tell you as well. What I'm telling you is validated in the word of God. Is it often that an imam warns America about certain Muslims? Well, Muhammad Tawhidi, okay, Tawhidi is doing just that. Congressman Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, he said, are dangerous. He said their real goals have nothing to do with defending America or protecting American values. They are extremists. And they threaten the safety of all of America, said Muhammad Tawhidi. That's his name. So with this information, what will Americans do now? I watched the video. I heard the audio. I seen it come directly from his mouth. But yet we see them, as they attack, playing the victims. For the millionth time, you need to understand the method and what's being played out before your eyes. Totalitarianism, communism, regardless of what name they put it under, they all have the same father. His name is Satan. Okay? Read Revelation 12, verse 10 when you get a moment. He's an accuser of the brethren. Okay? No matter how many times I tell you the methodology, the way they play the game, they smack your face. They pull your hair as they perpetuate crime to tear down law. When the cameras show up, what do? They play the victims. They don't have the shield. They have, friends, the spear. This is what's being played out. Oh, and by the way, it's not just actresses that have Rashida Tlaib from Michigan and that of actress Ilhan Omar, and bad they are when it comes to acting, friends, but that's what they are. It's also Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is an actress in the circus of politics. All three of these women, friends, are playing dangerous games. It's ridiculous that they were ever voted into Congress. We're told, remember, the communist tactic from that of the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin, said it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. That explains Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That explains Rashida Tlaib. That explains Ilhan Omar. That explains here in Minnesota, friends, none other than Keith Ellison, voter fraud. Okay, but America, you already knew there was massive voter fraud taking place in the country under Barack Hussein Obama, and it's been going on long before that, friends. But let's go back to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Did she condemn the attacks on Christians in Sri Lanka? Nope. Does she condemn anti-Semitism? Nope. Does Rashida Tlaib, does Ilhan Omar promote anti-Semitism? Absolutely they do. Ocasio-Cortez, she made the most absurd comments about Israel. AOC lies, that's her acronym, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She misleads, and she misleads because she's misled. She can't explain anything in clarity, friends, because she herself does not understand it. When you listen to their talking points, friends, it's all to establish what? A communist manifesto. From health care to indoctrination into public schools, to you name it, friends, to illegal immigrants coming into the United States of America. What do they call it? They call it racism to uphold the law. Who is their enemies? The laws found in the Constitution of the United States of America. Oh, and I also wanted to tell you, too, before you're getting off onto this victim status concerning that of Donald Trump, I heard what he said. What he said wasn't racially charged, folks. And keep in mind, racism is another thing that communists devised. Leon Trotsky said, browbeat the people until they accept our agenda. In other words, tear down the law until we establish policy. Okay? That's what the accuser of the brethren does. This is all communism. But I wanted to tell you this because, again, here comes another communist named Vladimir Lenin who had said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Vladimir Lenin. Okay? What is communism? It's a political theory derived from Karl Marx advocating for what? Class warfare. What's happening? Who's doing it? The media, hand in glove with politicians. As you're under the belief from those that don't tell you the truth, the mainstream media, that 94% of you claim that you don't believe in, it's interesting to note that Reuters this morning reported Republican support for Trump rises after racially charged tweets. What has Donald Trump done about Ilhan Omar besides saying she needs to move away, besides saying that she needs to resign? Really? She needs to resign? She's subversive towards American government, and Mr. President, she needs to resign? What is with this impotent presidency, friends? It's driving more support to Donald Trump, who all the while does nothing concerning what's going on here, friends. You've had statutes removed. You've had homosexuals infiltrate public schools. Now you have Ilhan Ocasio, Rashida Tlaib, and another individual, what, trying to what? Suppress free speech. What has the president done? Absolutely nothing but stand there as an impotent individual. America, do what he's unwilling to do.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. And go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Was just highlighting Imam warns America about Omar and Tlaib's real agenda. I said an imam in America is warning Americans about Omar and Tlaib's real agenda. Are they living out their agenda? Absolutely they are right now. On full display. In real time. You're seeing it all happen, friends. Ocasio's a part of this. Pelosi's a part of this. And isn't it interesting how, friends, they just continuously do the things that they do without any opposition. And every time they have anything to say, even the smallest of words, friends, a whisper, the CIA-controlled media is right there holding the microphone up to their mouths and the cameras on their face. Why do you think that is, America? Because that's how you lead through opposition. Are they getting their way? Well, I guess they just condemned the president's tweets. What is that an attack on? Is that an attack on the president of the United States of America? Absolutely not. It's an attack on those that follow Donald Trump and those that are under the delusion that Donald Trump is there upholding the laws found in the Constitution. They want to render you powerless. They want to show you, America, that there's nothing that you can do about their crimes against we the people. They swore to uphold the U.S. Constitution while they, in the face of the American people, tear it down. That's a crime, America. That's a crime. Can you imagine, friends, what this is breeding? I mean, we've seen just during the last cycle that there was over 90 Muslims that were running for office in the United States of America. What has the president done? I'm just curious, all of you Trumpites. What's he done to enforce the law? Because I've seen him do the opposite of what he says as well. I've reported on it time and time again. He gains support by being under attack, as you're led to believe. These people went out their agenda by implementing that which is unconstitutional and foreign to American government, subversive to American government. They get their way. And the president of the United States stands back and does absolutely nothing in the face of what's going on in your country today. Friends, that's the surest sign that if he's unwilling to do it, that you're going to have to stand up and do it for him. Oh, by the way, I just wanted to say one more thing here, too, friends. Did you also know, this was on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, did you know Ilhan Omar's father and other Somalian war criminals illegally living in the United States of America? I mean, folks, if Ilhan isn't marrying her brother, which is a crime, if Ilhan isn't engaging in immigration fraud, which is a crime. Oh, and by the way, I needed to tell you, too, you have Tim Walz, the governor of the state of Minnesota, along with the now new attorney general, mysteriously, friends. It's interesting. And you can mark my words on this. Mark my words on this. He's hoping to get to the governorship, friends. Keith Ellison is. Okay. But isn't it interesting that both Tim Walz, the governor, and the new attorney general, Keith Ellison, are out there in Minnesota on a campaign trying to hand over the state of Minnesota to the illegals? Keith Ellison's also on a campaign with Ilhan Omar and others in the state of Minnesota trying to suppress free speech by creating hate laws concerning the crimes that are being committed against Muslims in the state of Minnesota, which we can't find. We see just the opposite there, too, friends. Do you see what's happening on a nationwide basis? It's an attack on free speech. Big tech companies, Google, Facebook, Twitter, are attacking free speech through illegal censorship. What's been done, America? What's this administration done? Absolutely nothing. We have the appeasers out there like that of Ted Cruz now, who grills the conservatives of the day, said yesterday's liberal, concerning a Google CEO who couldn't answer any of the questions. And what was that for? To appease the American people that, listen, we got this all under control. And folks, they do absolutely nothing. This is what's going on in your country. And for the people that want to continuously play stupid, how much further do you think you can allow that can to be kicked down the road? The road's at its end. There's no more road to kick the can down, is there? Nope, there isn't. Hey, folks, did you know that Ilhan Omar, if she's not marrying her brother, she's engaging in immigration fraud. She's also violating federal law. And now we just find out that her daddy now, is living in America. He's a Somalian war criminal, illegally living in the United States of America. I mean, folks, this is known. Even if you look at the agencies that have been created, friends, that are now targeting Americans that believe in God and the Constitution, pro-life and the Second Amendment and the First Amendment, and the list goes on. You know, the FBI knows that right in Minneapolis here, friends. It's a recruiting center in South Minneapolis for ISIS. And also keep in mind Ilhan Omar, who's now attacking the poor president who does nothing about what's going on here. It's interesting to note that she wanted insurance plans for those that were being recruited out of Minneapolis to fight on the behalf of ISIS. If anything were to happen to them, they wanted insurance plans for the families of the lost. Okay? Ilhan Omar wanted insurance for the family members of the husbands that went to fight on the behalf of ISIS that were killed. She wanted insurance plans for the family. This was her first move. And now look at her, friends. Man, the media is just all about her, giving her all the airtime that she needs, along with Rashida, saying, go F the president. We're going to F and impeach the president of the United States of America. Folks, it's an attack on you. It's not an attack on Donald Trump. Donald Trump's going to be okay until he faces his judge. You can rest assured in this world. Okay? He's going to be fine. He's well taken care of here. He's a part of the global agenda. Just look at what he's doing through Betsy DeVos concerning the UN agenda, taking your kids in public schools in America and adapting themselves, friends, to the UN agenda, okay? He's not aiming for the Second Amendment by passing 55 new gun legislation policies which run counter to law, friends. Then I'll tell you what, he's is zeroing in on funding Planned Parenthood, which you're being told just the exact opposite again today. America, why is it that, is truth stranger than, is it stranger than fiction to you? It has to be. Because of what's happening in this country, when you have a biblical eye, friends, and you have a constitutional eye, you can see that they're all in it together. You know what's happening here? Let me say it this way. Just last week, Donald Trump was sticking up for Nancy Pelosi. This week, Nancy Pelosi's attacking Donald Trump, filling the seats once again. Okay, that's how you promote a fight. That's how you sell papers, and that's how you destroy a country. Okay? Isn't it interesting, friends, that Nancy Pelosi's now attacking Donald Trump? And last week, Donald Trump was sticking up for Nancy Pelosi. Isn't this pro wrestling at its very worst? And who loses every single time? America, you do. Every single time, America. Who loses? You do. Every single time. Who loses, America? You do. And you have no excuses because you still have the freedom today to do the right thing. What are you doing with that gift? You know what they're doing, friends? They're treating it like it's a football game or a basketball game. You know, sportsmanlike conduct between the left and the right that's set to divide the American people. Mark 3:25. Are you not paying attention to what's happening? They're making light of the sacrifice, friends. Have you forgotten that your family members have fought, bled, and died, ratifying the very Constitution with their blood, with their sacrifice, that these you are allowing in the United States of America to trample underfoot? They're making light of the sacrifice. You're allowing them to tear down the laws that our family members, I come from a military family, that our family members and others throughout the United States of America fought against. You're tolerating the very enemies within your government that your military fought against. And you've succumbed to it, and it needs to stop. Both in the natural and in the spiritual. But what's going on here, friends, you need to understand that it's all devised. They constantly have your eyes fixed upon that which diverts from what they want you to be paying attention to. They don't want your eyes on the ball. And the way that this all stops, America, is when you deal with corruption in government and when you deal with the corrupt in the media. Six corporations worldwide run the media, feeding you the same propaganda on a global basis, friends. I can't stop it for you. The only thing I can do is expose it. And that's what I've been doing for 20 years. And the difference between me and others, if I was to agree with what's going on and look at Trump, he's brilliant, look what he's doing, this, that, and the other thing. Listen, we'd all be wrong. If I agreed with what the conservatives of the day were saying, the professed Christians of the day were saying, friends, for the most part, we'd all be wrong. But the difference is I'm not wrong, I'm right. And the difference is, friends, is I'm giving you reference to the Word of God and the Constitution that exposes the garbage that's going on in this country today. If the government upheld the law, friends, there would be no Ilhan Omar. If the government upheld the law, there would be no Rashida Tlaib. If the government, friends, did their job and the people in prospective countries, I'm sorry, counties and cities in the United States and states in the United States of America, there would be no Ocasio, friends. There would be no Pelosi. There would be no Maxine Waters, friends. Do you not understand? There would be no Feinstein. There would be none of these that are subversive to American government. And there's not a left-right paradigm.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi is denying any reports that her caucus is divided on key issues.
With all due respect, let's not waste our time on that. We're talking about what we're going to do to help the American people. Our caucus is unified on all of that.
Pelosi talking to reporters on Wednesday as progressive Democrats have broken with party leadership on several issues in recent weeks. Wednesday on Capitol Hill, lawmakers are sounding more alarms about the explosion of illegal robocalls.
So far this year, scammers are on pace to generate more than $58 billion unwanted illegal robocalls.
During an open Senate hearing, Maine Republican Susan Collins says senior citizens are especially vulnerable to phone scams from robocalls. Collins also says that many of the robocalls originate overseas but have U.S. phone numbers. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, check it out as well. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, we follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said the seventh president of the United States of America, and right on. Is right on. And he was right on. Get it? Right on. Cool. 1-866-582-9933. Colin Kaepernick. Boy, we're seeing a lot of this, aren't we? The women's soccer team. Just a lot of disrespect going on from representatives in the United States of America. And for some reason or another, it's actually promoted. I mean, here, let me give you a couple examples. It seems like when the little boy that the media, you know how the media is trying to push, they're trying to normalize pedophilia. Just like I said it, they would do 15 years ago. But I was crazy. I get that, right? I know it comes with the territory. But it's interesting, they push a little 11-year-old boy on ABC News. They put him up there with a full-grown man dressed like a woman drag. And this little boy set up his drag as well. Then we find out a couple days later he's hanging out in New York at a homosexual bar, sodomite bar, and he's getting tips as he dances for men in that bar. That is a felony, friends. Right? Did you know that Converse picked him up as their spokesperson? See how this works? And then we see those that were allied with the covenant of hell, which will be disannulled, Isaiah 28, verse 18. across the country at the same time begin to push the agenda. See how they just do it incrementally? They get away with what you let them get away with. It's like Kaepernick, you know, he starts to kneel while everybody else stands in respect of the price paid for our freedoms. And in the process of that, he's condemned by America, but he's picked up by Nike. Boy, it's just kind of crazy how that works, isn't it? And I could go on and on and on and on and on and on. And now look at this, Megan Rapinoe. Look at what she's doing. She's a lesbian, number one. And number two is, what is she doing? She's just attacking everything about America, just like that of Kaepernick. Remember, again, let me go back to Colin, because we're calling him the new civil rights hero. Okay. I got to pause for a second. America, do you know anything about recent history? And I'm talking about 80 years ago, 70 and 80 years ago. Do you not know that Mao Zedong went to the young people the way the federal government is going to the young people over the last six decades in this country? And they began to what? Indoctrinate the young people. Let me just take it to one point. Mao Zedong began to indoctrinate the people with the fact that they're democracy. And what he wanted to do is overthrow the Republic of China. The same way the federal government, in cahoots with president after president after president after president after president after president, has continuously repeated the lie that we are a democracy. How do you throw off a republic? You lie to the young people, the up-and-comings, the millennials, those that were born after 1984. What's happening in America today? They're going to the young people to overthrow the republic by teaching them that they are a democracy. Okay? That's just one point. They're trying to normalize the crimes that our republican law stands against, which keeps us free. 2 Corinthians 3:17, John 8:36. Read it when you get a moment. Okay? And who do they attack more than any other group? Christians. And Christians are supposed to be proclaiming the news, the good news of the Word of God to those that are dead to their sin. Read Ephesians 2. Okay? Good news isn't good news until you first know the bad news. The bad news is if I go on in my sin, I'm going to die in my sin, Jesus said. But if I repent for my sin and put my faith in Jesus Christ, He promises to renew me and regenerate me by the power of the Holy Ghost. So all things old have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Right? But isn't it interesting how we see the same system of government hand in glove with media that we've seen under Adolf Hitler concerning their resources and technology? They could only do what they could do with the resources that they had concerning technology back then. Well, we have better technology than back then. But you can see, again, systematically, because there's nothing new under the sun, the exact same steps through other people trying to take down America. And if you look at who I'm talking about right now, the new civil rights hero, Colin Kaepernick, the little 11-year-old kid that dresses as drag, Megan Rapinoe, folks, again, the list goes on. They're trying to demoralize them so they can have control over them. And again, keep in mind, Republican law stands against their crimes. Article 4, Section 4. Okay? You can also read every state statute concerning that very issue of sodomy. If you remember right, going back to Colin Kaepernick, who rejected reality, do you remember the controversy that started when that of Mr. Kaepernick, again, who rejected reality, while giving himself over to the propaganda, refused to stand for the national anthem during a preseason National Football League game? And I got to say this too, America. This is the free one. Your enemies within are attacking, they're attacking the system of government because they say that the new gods are that of sports. You better bet your bottom dollar. If you know anything about the Puritan preachers, they tolerated no entertainment. They tolerated no sports. And if a sports figure or an actor or actress wanted to be a part of the church, they were vetted for a very long time because of the way people would take them, perceive them, act around them, in many cases worship them. That couldn't be tolerated in a church of Jesus Christ. Okay? But again, if you remember, Colin refused to stand for the national anthem. And at the same time, Colin was protesting racism, which was created by Leon Trotsky, who said that we want to browbeat our opposition into submission, right? It's not racism, friends. And if you think about it, who keeps bringing up these words racists? More than Barack Hussein Obama. It wasn't at 325.7 million people that gave him the benefit of the doubt by putting him into office. He gets into office and he spits in the face of the people that trusted him and voted for him to be there. Right? And what does he do? He turns around and starts calling people racist. Who put you there, dummy? Right? But you need to understand that while Colin was protesting racism, he was also supporting all five members of the race-baiting hate group Black Lives Matter. He was supporting Black Lives Matter. And why do I say supporting all five members? Because when I was at the Minnesota State Fair some time ago, 3 years ago, the Minneapolis Star and Tribune was pushing the same propaganda as they were all across the country at the same time, right, through the useful idiots. It was interesting to note, I noticed their booth at the Minnesota State Fair, and keep in mind there's hundreds of thousands of people that go through that fair every day. I only seen five people at their booth. Okay? And so when I say, while Colin was protesting racism, he was supporting all five members of the race-baiting hate group, Black Lives Matter. And don't forget, friends, Colin was adopted. You ready for this? Did you know that Colin Kaepernick is an adopted child? He's a big child now, right? I don't think he's mentally grown up yet. But the fact of the matter is Colin's adopted parents are white. Did you hear what I said? You can't make this up. Again, he said, I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. It's key that you understand what I just said. Colin said, I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. Okay. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines oppressed, burdened with unreasonable impositions, overburdened or depressed. Okay, so oppressed, really, Colin? Because if you look at Colin's life, it proves the opposite. In fact, Colin Kaepernick signed a $114 million contract with the NFL. No longer there, friends. Okay, but this is the history of stupidity being played out, in real time today. He signed a $114 million contract with the NFL. Apparently, Colin has failed to remember that those he calls oppressed live in America where they have the opportunity to become what they want to become. That applies to all of us. Read 2 Thessalonians 3:10. As a matter of fact, take a quick look at others that are oppressed as the victims of circumstance, like that of Colin Kaepernick, and we have to add in there Megan Rapinoe, okay? And we have to add in others like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib that were allegedly voted into office. And what do? They get there and they attack the people that put them there. Now listen to this. Did you know that the National Football League has 68% black people? Again, friends, you can't make this up. Did you know the National Football League has 68% black people? I want to say this too. Acts 17:26 says that all nations are one blood. I'm not getting caught up into the color game, friends. I don't care what color you are. Okay. Remember what Martin Luther King said. He says, we're not to be judged by the color of our skin, but by the content of our characters. That's right. And character is shown and revealed by what we do and what we don't do. If we abide by the laws of the land, and if we break the laws of the land, common sense does come into play. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. I don't mean to be so broken down today, friends. Just trying to catch up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Okay, so welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, talking about the new civil rights hero, the oppressed victim of circumstance. There's more and more of them all the time. Just ask them. Like that of Colin Kaepernick. He's made a $114 million contract with the NFL. I just told you, friends, that the National Football League has 68% black, 0.7 Latino, 1.1 Asian, and 28% white. If you want to play the race card, the National Basketball Association has, ready for this one, 74.4% black, 23.3% white, 1.8% Latinos, and 0.2 Asian players. And I'll bet you, friends, those black people and those white people on those basketball teams and football teams and baseball teams and the Latinos and the Asians, I bet they get along just great. Who creates this divisiveness more than those that represent we the people and those in the CIA-controlled media? Nobody. Nobody does. So, Colin Kaepernick and others oppressed? I think not. Colin also might want to take the time to take note of the fact that those who followed his lead in disrespecting the American flag just happened to be criminals. Those that were on the football field with him kneeling down, we did research on the other players. We found out that they were repeat criminals. They have a repeat history of criminality. No surprise there. Colin went on to say to me, this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way. That's noble. If you were standing on the right side, dude, There are bodies in the streets and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder. That's true. Then go up the ladder and deal with them. I'm not here to advocate crime or injustice, friends. No. But you don't paint the broad brush that everybody else is doing it. And why would he disrespect our forefathers? Why would he disrespect our veterans that sacrificed themselves to give him the freedoms that he has now? Why would he blame them rather than the crooked cops or the crooked politicians that he's talking about? Because nobody's more angry about crooked cops than good cops. Nobody's more angry about crooked representatives in government than those that are doing their job in representative positions. Okay? So let's put it into perspective. That's a false balance, and it's an abomination in the sight of the Lord. As a matter of fact, let me just highlight this. According to USA Crime Statistics, the CSB, which is the acronym in San Francisco, they found out that blacks killed by whites, 2%. Blacks killed by police, 1%. Whites killed by police, 3%. Whites killed by blacks, 81%. Blacks killed by blacks, 97%. So why don't we put this into perspective before you drink the Kool-Aid that the CIA-controlled propagandists and useful idiots are pouring into your glass, America? And by the way, I'm all over the country every month. Literally, I am somewhere different in the United States of America every single month. I'm not seeing what they're promulgating. I'm not seeing what they're proclaiming. During a press conference where these useful idiots, said Vladimir Lenin, and the media were eager to make him a fellow propagandist concerning Colin, Colin added insult to injury to his own message by wearing a shirt which had photographs of the 1960 meeting of former Cuban dictator Fidel Castro and Malcolm X that read, "Like minds think alike." He just told you who he was, friends. He's a communist. He agrees with that ideology. And to think that Olympian John Carlos would look to Colin Kaepernick to be this generation's civil rights leader because that's what he called him? How irresponsible and reckless can one be? Read Matthew 15:14. The blind lead the blind, they'll all end up in the ditch. And Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Again, friends, you can't make this up. If you look at the modern-day civil rights wannabe and demoralizers of the faith, include not only Kaepernick, but also Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and yes, don't forget the new civil rights champion, Oprah Winfrey. I mean, this is water under the bridge, but they want to resurrect it because they want to keep tearing down more laws, don't they? Yep, they do. And the American people step back and allow them to do so. How foolish on your part. And by the way, their definitions of rights that they decry that they're being violated, that they want their rights, they're not coming from God. They're creating rights that come from a God that looks just like them. And it's a violation of the Second Amendment. Or I'm sorry, the Second Commandment found in Exodus 20, verse 4. Did you know, speaking of which, civil rights movement back in the 60s, Dr. Elveda King did a event with her in Georgia some time ago. Well, she spoke on a television show about her uncle, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and the power of nonviolence. She shared that every participant in the civil rights marches in the 60s was required to sign a pledge before they could participate. I'm going to tell you what it was that was found in that pledge before they could participate. The number one thing they had to do to partake in the civil rights marches back in the 60s was to meditate on the teachings of Jesus daily. Did you hear what I said? They had to meditate on the teachings of Jesus daily. Number two, remember that nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not just victory. Number three, walk and talk in the manner of love, charity, for God is love. Number four, pray daily to be used by God. Number five, sacrifice personal needs. Greed has to go out the window. Number six, observe with both friends and foe the ordinary rules of courtesy. Number seven, seek to perform regular service for others and for the world. Read John 15:13. Number eight, refrain from the violence of fist, tongue, or heart. Number nine, strive to be good in spiritual and bodily health. And number 10, follow the directions of the movement and of the captain of the demonstration. was the preacher Martin Luther King Jr. That was the pledge that you had to sign before you could participate. What a great pledge for us to commit to in our daily lives. If enough of us would commit to this, maybe we could dramatically impact our world for the better, each and every one of us. Now listen to this real quick. I have 3 minutes. The self-made civil rights leader of today have left off their Bibles and their morals, and they debase themselves and reap nothing but mockery and reproach, okay? But the media is right there putting the microphones up to their mouth to demoralize the rest, to poison, to put a little leaven in the lump, okay, friends? This is what they mean to do. And they put the cameras on their face every step that they take to continuously attack your system of government, okay? So let me contrast the original pledge with the modern version of the pledge as demonstrated by their actions. Listen carefully. This is the modern day civil rights leaders that they're trying to put up, like Colin Kaepernick and the such. Okay? Meditate on the media in anything but the teachings of Jesus. Now, this is what they want you to do. Number two, civil disobedience to just laws through force in hopes of an unjust victory. This is what they're promoting. Look at Antifa. Look at these groups, friends. Which you're going to find out with these groups that are being bred across the United States, small in number though they be, but the media is there to blow them up to be a lot bigger than what they really are. Saul Alinsky tactic. Also remember what Her City said, take the pictures, I'll create the war. That's exactly what the media does on a daily basis. Friends, you're going to find out that they're paid for through corrupt channels by your government to be subversive. We find this over and over, and we're talking about the civil rights movement. I talked to Andrew Young, Martin Luther King's right-hand man. He said, we knew the FBI was behind these subversives. We knew that they were in there trying to incite domestic insurrection. They were inside trying to disrupt the civil rights movements because they wanted to paint a negative picture of Martin Luther King Jr. That's exactly right. Okay, so it's nothing new under the sun. Number three, the modern-day version of these civil rights, self-made civil rights followers and leaders to hell, friends, walk and talk in the manner of thuggery and pride. What do you see? Number five, play the race card as you are enslaved through deception by a godless administration daily. Number five, sacrifice the needs of others. Gain is the goal. The government owes me something. Sound familiar, friends? Number six, send threats to those whom you disagree. Sound familiar, friends? Absolutely. Number seven, seek to have it your way at all costs. Lie if necessary through totalitarian means. Number eight, use fear in force. You better submit or else. Does that sound familiar, friends? Number nine, strive to take from others because you deserve what you take. Loot, man. Break into their shops. They're white folks. Take it. Folks, this is so, so. My mind right now is going back to the documentary of Mao Zedong because this is exactly what he fed. This is the narrative that he fed. He wanted to empower the young people to overthrow the older generation. He wanted to empower his democracy to overthrow the China of Republic. It's exactly what he did, and it's exactly what they're trying to do today. Number 10, follow the directions of an unconstitutional and an unlawful administration. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ settled the issue over 2,000 years ago when he died on the cross. He died to save sinners, and it is for us to respond accordingly. Acts 2:38. See, because Martin was right when he said we must learn to live together as brothers and sisters, or we will surely perish together as fools.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.